Congratulations, Mr. Obama. Welcome to being the President of the United States. We are very happy to have you. You have shown yourself to be a remarkable man, and your desires for the United States are excellent. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with a thought for today. Yes, Mr. President. You say you would like to see the health situation cleared up in the United States. You'd like to see the economy in a balanced situation. You'd like to see education be handled in its most efficacious way. And well done, well done. And the ways that you have presented to the world that you want to do this are excellently thought through. And I can only say, as for myself, I see them done, and I see them done perfectly and wonderfully, and I can see why the world says, good for you, United States, you've chosen a man among men to be the president. And so we have. We've chosen a man among men. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I say to each citizen of the United States, and this internet program does get out to a few, and I say to each citizen, get behind this president 100% and put him in your prayers every morning and say, our president is divinely guided to do the right thing today. Our president is divinely guided to do the right thing today. Not my thing or your thing or the things that the world thinks are right, but the divinely right things to do. And we don't really know what that is. All we know is that when we listen to that divine inner self, we know the right thing. So let's get behind this president, as we have never done before, as well as we might, and say that we support this president in everything that he does. We support him in his choice of nonviolence. We support him in his choice of being somewhat like Switzerland, you know, just not engaging in any wars and supporting any wars or backing up any other countries. And for the United States first, how wonderful that is. And for him to make that statement at a very crucial time in the election and to realize that that was going to be something he'd be called to task for, he said, I put the United States first. In all of our work, in all of our foreign and domestic activities, I put the United States first. I put the United States as number one. And this is what we've been teaching here at the University of Healing now for these many years, that we are number one, and the United States is number one. Not because it's superior to anybody else, because it's number one. It's the best, and that's why we're here. And if we don't want to be here, if we don't think our country is the best, we should go where we think the country is the best, whatever that country may be, and bless you. Whatever you think your religion is the best, that's beautiful. And if you don't believe in your religion, well, find a religion that you believe in. Find a faith you believe in. Find a conviction for yourself. And I believe the United States is one of the greatest countries in the world. And as I travel around the world, taking this message to everyone in my philosophy, in my discussions, in my talks, I don't necessarily get into the politics of it. I just get into the theology of it and the philosophy of it, saying that the United States is one of the greatest countries in the world, and it is always looking for the benefit of everybody, not just itself. But first, it has to put itself in order. First, it has to put its own house in order. First, it has to have its own institutions balanced and harmonious, and all of its activities on an economic basis, so that we are not subject to world conditions. We are only subject to our conditions that we make. We are the center of the world. We are the center of everything. And thereby, in that center, we should say that all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All we want is all is in divine order. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and all is in divine order. The president lives in his ideal spirit, mind, and body. The president and his family are surrounded by our pure white light of love, and everything they do is beautiful. All their paths are peace, and all their ways are pleasantness. That's what we see for our president. That's what we see for ourselves. And what a wonderful world this would be if we would just do that, if we would just believe that, if we would just say that and live that and express that in everything we do. What a wonderful world this is, because that is what we do. I see everyone on the face of the earth, my creation, being confident in our new president, being confident in our new direction for government, being confident in everything that comes here, that he will stand up for what he has said he's going to do, that that's just the most natural thing in the world. And he has done this in the past. He has done this in his various other positions. And he has shown himself to be a man, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. And we have our task. I have my task. And my task is to surround him with my pure white light of love and see that all his ways are peace and all his paths are pleasantness. That's all. That's all. And I do that for myself first. I am the pure white light of love. All my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness. And then I see everyone else as the pure white light of love. I surround them with my pure white light of love, and all their ways are peace and all their paths are pleasantness. Now, can you do this? Can I do this? And the answer is yes. Will we do this? And the answer is yes. And now, we all have priorities, and our priority is to see the world exactly the way we want it right now, and it is done. And Mr. Obama, we are behind you 100%, and we love you, and we recognize that you are going to do great things for the world, but starting with the United States. And Mr. Bush, we have been very happy with your presidency. You've had a few problems and a few ups and downs, but all in all, peace has been your primary mission. It's one that's still undergoing and work in progress, but we see it done, and we bless you, and we thank you for all that you have done for this nation. And in January, when the inauguration takes place, we will bless you both and see both of you in the hands of the divine within you doing everything in a most amazing, beautiful, fantastic way. And I am so glad that I am me, and that I can say these things in this free country and know that it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.